Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Tony Evers says the Milwaukee School District will take on his tentative decision to withhold up to $175 million from Milwaukee. Evers says he may hold back what are called Title I funds because he says the district doesn't have a good enough corrective action plan. The state school's chief says if Milwaukee succeeds with the challenge to his authority, all school districts around the state could suffer.
The federal government expects me to have that authority. If somehow legally they prevail, which I can't imagine them doing it, then that would jeopardize the whole state receiving Title I, period.
Evers contends if the money is withheld from Milwaukee, he would not directly affect classroom instruction. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore has taken the school district's side. In a recent letter, Moore and district officials said MPS has reached compliance on a vast majority of issues and that the reforms underway far exceed the state's orders. Moore also contends MPS should not have to comply with the state's orders in certain areas. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.